Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now today we're starting off the holiday season with the Christmas classic Miracle on 34th Street. Now this is one of the most beloved holiday movies ever made, and it's been well honored as well. It won 3 Oscars for Best Supporting Actor, Best Original Story, and Best Screenplay. It was nominated for Best Picture, but lost that year to the drama Gentleman's Agreement. And in 2005, it was added to the National Film Registry. And it is also our first encore presentation. Now, some of you may recall that about a year ago, when we first started doing classic movie presentations, this was our Christmas offering. We showed it on DVD at the library for an audience. Now, as far as when we'll be able to go back to showing movies in the actual library for an audience, well, your guess is as good as mine. We'll let you know when things calm down enough that we can start that back up again. Now, even though he won for Best Supporting Actor, Edmund Gwenn is the real star of this movie as Chris. This was his best-known role, with probably his part as Dr. Medford in the science fiction horror movie Them as a close second. The cast also includes Maureen O'Hara, who had a very successful career, and Natalie Wood in her days as a child actress before her own successful career as an adult. Lead actor John Payne had extensive credits on movies and TV, particularly westerns and thrillers. This was his last film as a contract player for 20th Century Fox. Among the supporting cast, I'm sure you recognize William Frawley as the judge's campaign manager. Now, this is some years before his TV success in both I Love Lucy and then later on My Three Sons. A couple of details about the movie that I found out during my research was that this is the first of 5 movie and TV adaptations of the story. Now, I knew about and had seen the 1978 TV movie version with Sebastian Cabot as Chris, and the 1994 theatrical remake with Richard Attenborough. What I didn't know, and have yet to see, is a 1955 live TV adaptation and another TV version from 1959, both of them for anthology TV shows. It was also adapted twice for radio, and is a Broadway musical from Meredith Willson, writer of The Music Man. Now, one odd thing I found out about this holiday-themed movie was that it was originally released in May, for whatever reason. And the original trailer for the movie mentions about how great and funny and sentimental the movie is, but makes no mention of Christmas. Now, was Christmas not a selling point at that time? I have no idea. The movie is also cited as being somewhat progressive for the era, in that Maureen O'Hara's character is both a divorcee and a successful career woman and single mom. Now, you don't often see that in movies made in the late 40s. And back in the early days of TV, you didn't see that at all. Now, don't forget to send us your comments and suggestions. We are, in fact, very interested in them, good, bad, or indifferent. Please send them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, post them on our Facebook page, or call us at 908-754-7885. And if you missed one of our previous movies, you can still get the links to see them on our website. That's at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Thanks again for stopping by. Hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving holiday season, and please enjoy the rest of the holiday season. We'll have more holiday movies coming up over the next few weeks. And now, from 20th Century Fox, in 1947, here is Miracle on 34th Street. Hope you like it.